Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Aer Lingus is reportedly reaching out to other airlines in its bid to minimise the impact of forthcoming industrial action. However, many tourist business here are expressing concerns about the knock-on economic impact between existing holidays being disrupted while other visitors decide to avoid Ireland entirely and holiday elsewhere. Well, for more on this, I'm joined first by Brian O'Donovan, RTE News Work and Technology Correspondent. So, Brian, what is the latest on this dispute? Where are things at this morning?
Well, yesterday evening, Claire, we saw Aer Lingus move from a position of saying that cancellations would be likely to say that there definitely will be cancellations if this work to rule goes ahead from Wednesday. And of course, the problem there is that we don't know which flights will be cancelled and we don't know when. And that's the problem with a work to rule as opposed to a strike. With an all-out strike, everything's cancelled, everything's grounded. But with a work to rule, you really don't know how it's going to impact. So you could see a scenario on Wednesday when this action gets underway that everything takes off perfectly normally in the morning, but as the day goes on, there are delays, there are issues. If the pilots start slipping into overtime, they won't work overtime. That's part of the work to rule. Then the cancellations will hit. Also, Aer Lingus warning that there will be a cumulative effect. So it might be bad on Wednesday, it might be worse on Thursday, and then it might be really bad by Friday, and it's going to build and build and build. And remember, this work to rule will involve pilots refusing to engage in overtime, refusing to do additional duties outside of their normal hours, refusing to log on to airline portals, and refusing to take work calls outside of their hours of work. And all of those things potentially will lead to massive disruption because at this time of year, airlines are very reliant on their pilots being very, very flexible, coming in on the day off, coming in at last notice. All of that will stop from Wednesday of next week.
And these reports I mentioned that Aer Lingus might be leasing aircraft, will that, Brian, result in the dispute becoming even more entrenched?
It could do, because what we're going to see now is Aer Lingus reaching out to everybody. They're going to reach out to their partner airlines. Remember, they're part of this huge group, IAG, with Vueling, Iberia and British Airways. So they will certainly be reaching out to their friends. They'll also be reaching out to their enemies. They'll be going to their arch rivals, Ryanair, and seeing what they can do to accommodate people. And they have said that. They will say, look, we will do whatever it takes to reaccommodate people as best we can. But as I mentioned earlier, worst time of the year for that, Claire, because all those other planes are going to be booked by those airlines. So it's going to be really, really difficult. And yes, they will look to hire in external crews. They will look to hire in external aircraft, but they're also all booked. So of course, and this is why ILPA are doing it at this time of year, it is designed to create maximum disruption. So it's going to be a very difficult picture. Aer Lingus saying, look, the best thing you can do right now is go onto the homepage. And when you go onto the Aer Lingus homepage, there's a big orange banner across the top saying travel advisory. Click into that. That will have the most up-to-date information. And if you do click into that, it has some information. There's no flights cancelled or delayed yet, remember, as a result of this, because they just don't know. Also, what you'll get there, though, is the information for passengers in terms of their rights when it comes to refunds, reaccommodation. And the advice for passengers right now, who absolutely must be extremely nervous, particularly if they're flying next Wednesday, is don't cancel your flight. Because then you're effectively letting Aer Lingus off the hook and you won't get the rebooking, you won't get the reaccommodation, you won't get the compensation that you would if they were to cancel your flight. And remember, your flight may not be cancelled. Flights will be operating, but there will be some cancellations and there will be disruption. And a disruption, Claire, that will build and build and build for as long as this work to rule goes on.
And we don't know when customers might have sight of that, of what that disruption looks like.
Absolutely. And I said it to Aer Lingus yesterday. I said, so let's say on Tuesday, will you be able to say that, right, tomorrow's 2 o'clock to Milan is gone? They said, maybe not. Because maybe everything will take off perfectly normally in the morning and everything will run. Because remember, the pilots will be turning up for work. They will be beginning their shifts. Everything will start. But you don't know if there's going to be a storm in Spain or some other issue in some other airline. And then there's some problem. There's a delay. All of a sudden, the pilot's hours start ticking into overtime. All of a sudden, someone calls in sick. All of a sudden, somebody is needed at last minute. That's when the work to rule kicks in. And that's when it gets very, very difficult and very, very complicated. And in terms of any negotiations and in terms of any returns to the talks table, we know that there were no negotiations yesterday. There were no negotiations today. Two of the lead negotiators at IALPA had to work. They're pilots. That's the day job. They weren't relieved from their duties yesterday or today, such as the demand for pilots right now. And we know these two sides are very, very far apart. I know you've heard these numbers a lot, but it's worth repeating them again. The pilots rejecting a Labour Court interim recommendation of 9.25%, a far, far cry from the almost 24% they're looking for. Pilots saying we are entitled to this. This is inflation linked. We've sacrificed a lot during COVID to sustain this airline, and Aer Lingus is making big profits. They can well afford it. Aer Lingus is saying absolutely not. These pay demands are exorbitant, they're outrageous, they're untenable, and you're not getting 24%.
Brian O'Donovan bringing us up to speed there. Let's talk about some of the potential impacts of this action. I'm joined firstly by Padraig O'Cadia, who's former owner of Air Aran and founder of Aer Lingus Regional. Padraig, thanks for joining us this morning. Now, there has been a big focus on the people who want to leave Ireland to go on holidays and the impacts on them. But this work to rule by Aer Lingus pilots, it could have a huge effect on inbound tourism, couldn't it? What do you think this might mean for Ireland's reputation in an important market like the United States, for example?
Yeah, it's the last thing we need right now, right after COVID, particularly for regional Ireland, Claire. Because the big thing is from our point of view, from regional Ireland's perspective, US tourists are the big one for us. One in every four tourists that comes to Ireland comes from the US. They spend more time here. They spend more money here than they do from tourists from other countries per day. And in actual fact, Ireland, the single biggest industry in rural Ireland, there's over 250,000 people employed, is tourism. And they're totally dependent on June, July and August. And foreign tourism, tourism coming from abroad, is absolutely critical. And people, Brian gave a great introduction there when he gave an outline in relation to the issues and challenges. And what's happening is actually work to rule is more damaging than actually a strike. Because work to rule, you don't know if you get into Ireland, are you going to get out when you want to go home, back home again or whatever. So it's hugely significant, hugely worrying for regional Ireland in particular. Mm-hmm. So one of the things I've been pushing for a while, I'm sure you know, Claire, is that we really need to have balanced air transport growth in Ireland, and therefore the regional airports like Cork, Shannon and Knock need to be developed a lot more for a whole lot of reasons. This one would be one that would actually reduce the damage caused to regional Ireland, because I believe regional Ireland and Ireland and passengers as a whole are being held at hostage in relation to all of this.
Well, we know that, you know, places like Dublin would probably be able to withstand the impact of something like this because you're going to have strong tourism numbers anyway. But if you're dealing with potential outcomes for places like the west of Ireland, exactly, for Kerry potentially as well, for Donegal, there is probably going to be an off-putting impact when it comes to future bookings here with something like this, would you say?
Yeah, 100%, 100%. And the single biggest industry in places like Kerry, Connemara and Donegal is tourism. And it actually creates an economic benefit pretty deep into the economy. So it's not just peripheral. It's not just money coming in and going out or anything like that. It's money really going deep into the economy. And we're going to have we'll lose a significant amount of that, mm-hmm, which is devastating for rural Ireland. And you just mentioned, well, indirectly mentioned Dublin there. It will hit rural Ireland much more so than Dublin, because in Dublin, the tourism point of view, people come in for a weekend, they come in for a shorter period of time. But when they come to rural Ireland, they tend to stay much longer. And that's the important part of it.
Okay. All right, Padraig, thank you very much for your time. That's Padraig O'Cadia there. Niall Kelleher is Fianna Fáil Mayor of Killarney and former chair of the Chamber of Commerce in the town. Niall, good morning to you. How concerned are people where you are about the potential impact of this work to rule and any further industrial action that may follow?
Good morning, Claire. The people that I represent here in Killarney and in the wider Kerry community are exceptionally concerned. And you know, Padraig and Brian have outlined it in great detail, the travesty that this could have on the tourism industry in rural parts of Kerry, Connemara, Donegal and the West Coast. The difficulty here is that probably up to 70% of the North American market is flying in here via Ryanair, via Aer Lingus, my apologies. And the difficulty that we find ourselves in, we're talking about a Kerry tourism season of 10 to 12 weeks. And we're right at the start of that now. And the knock-on impact it has on the employment and the greater economy, the investment that comes into the tourism product as a result of this business that is done over the next 10 weeks is quite large.
But there are no impacts being felt right now. This is all a potential. This is all what people perceive might happen down the line, right?
Well, most certainly, Claire, but I think it's important too that people understand what impacts it could have. Talking to one person very involved in the tourism industry in Killarney this morning, this is as bad as impact as what COVID has been on the tourism industry and the ash clouds and many more. We've seen this and the impact it has on the tourism industry at different times. Mm-hmm. But this is, you know, Killarney has a longer tourism season than most. That is quite well admitted. But other parts of the West Coast, they have 10 weeks of a tourism season and lucky to have it. And that is the biggest single impact that it will create in the knock-on effect of what may happen as a result of the work to rule over from Wednesday onwards.
Now, you mentioned the importance of the North American market. It makes up 70% of the visitors and the spend that you have there. But there are other flights that you're concerned about as well from coming in from Europe.
Well, yeah, look, certainly, the weekend stays, the many other trips from the French to German market and many others, it's quite a varied market of what we have. It is fair to say that the North American market is very buoyant at the moment, and it will also have that potential for the knock-on effect because people will be buying now for next year, and seeing this situation will cause a little bit of issue and concern. So most certainly it is something that we would very much hope that talks would resume and every effort be put in place to avert as much disruption to what is a very important. Look, we've just come out of debt warehousing. The tourism industry has been very much affected over the last number of years. COVID and many other incidences, the cost of living and the pressures that are there. Our domestic market is down. You know, and that will also have an impact of people leaving, and you've said that earlier in your introduction, going on holidays to the likes of Spain and Portugal and other areas. So there's a massive knock-on impact in relation to the entirety of this on a sector that's already under pressure.
Niall Kelleher, thank you for joining us. That's the Mayor of Killarney there. Let's get a view from Galway. I'm joined on the line by Sheena Dignam, who's owner of Galway Food Tours. Good morning, Sheena.
Good morning, Claire.
This is coming into your busy time, I know, as well. Are you very reliant on visitors from abroad?
Yes, we are. We're operating around 7 tours a day, and the majority of them would be American coming in on Aer Lingus flights. So, yes, I am very, very worried.
So you're concerned that this might just lead to cancellations of your tours because people will be nervous about getting on those flights. Is that where your fears lie?
Yes, but also the knock-on effect that it will have and the last-minute effect that it will have. I have 10 employees that we rostered tours for, and we just find it very difficult to then be able to, we'll have to refund money for these people, of course, because it's out of their control and out of ours. And then trying to reschedule these tours and just the logistics of it all. And we're the last, I suppose, cog in the chain where, you know, people will have to be, they'll have to rebook their hotels, first of all, and then like the last thing will be their experiences and their these type of tours.
Yes, because if you think about it, if you have had your travel plans disrupted, you're going to first and foremost deal with your flights, then you're going to deal with your hotel. As you say, last on your list is going to be the tour, so you might get very late notice of cancellations.
Yes, I suspect so. And we won't know until I've been reaching out to the travel agencies, and they're also they don't know what to expect either. And obviously they're not going to be cancelling anything until it gets to crunch time, which will be very late in the day.
And is there a way for you to make up the business? I know like you do very well, obviously, in the summer months, but do you get business in the off peak and the shoulder months too, do you?
Yeah, we're very lucky in Galway that we have a lot of corporate businesses that are based here. So we do get that on for people coming to join our tours for those corporate events. But it is, I'm not going to lie, you know, April till September would be our tourism season, and then we then it kind of titters off, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I just have these 10 people that are with me, and I need to give them, they have to make rent, you know, at the end of the day, and it's their busy time, and they're working all the hours under the sun to, you know, be able to survive the winter, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, well, look, Sheena, I hope you get some clarity soon, and thank you for joining us this morning. Sheena Dignam is owner of Galway Food Tours. Earlier we spoke to Padraig O'Cadia, Niall Kelleher and RTE's Brian O'Donovan, and any news we get, any developments on that, we'll bring them to you over the course of the morning. Coming up next, two more high profile Green Party members tell us who they're backing in the race to replace Eamon Ryan.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.